But first, this week, the world's first lab-grown beef burger was cooked and eaten in London. But how was it made? And why is it important? Here's Ginny Smith and Dave Ansell with this week's Quickfire Science.
By the year 2050, the world's growing population means that demand for meat will have more than doubled, but we're currently at capacity producing meat in the traditional way.
70% of the world's farmland is used to feed livestock. Lab-grown meat would free up some of this land to grow crops to feed humans directly.
Livestock account for nearly 20% of greenhouse gas emissions, more than all forms of transport put together, because they produce such large amounts of methane.
Meat has a carbon footprint at the checkout of about 17 kilos of carbon dioxide equivalent per kilogram. Cultured meat would be a lot less.
To make the artificial burger, scientists extracted a special kind of stem cell from the muscle of cows. These satellite cells are the same cells that help your muscles heal themselves when they're damaged.
These cells are then grown in a nutrient-rich medium. They multiply many times, so one cell can become many millions.
They're then attached to a scaffold and stretched to increase their size, just like an animal doing exercise.
Currently, the growing medium is derived from cow blood. The hope is that in the long run, plant or microorganism-based mediums will replace it.
To prepare the burger, the tiny strips of muscle were minced, seasoned and shaped.
Beetroot juice was then added for colouring, as there's no blood in a cultured burger.
Taste testers said that the burger had a meaty texture, but was a little bland in taste.
Scientists think that cultured burgers could be on our shelves within 20 years.
In theory, burgers can be made from any animal that has these kind of stem cells, so we could even be eating penguin or lion burgers in the future.
Hopefully they'll be cheaper than the $330,000 which this burger cost.
Ginny Smith and Dave Ansell